Hey guys, and welcome back to Unapologetic episode 1.
If you're new here, thank you so much for tuning into our show. And if you're coming from our pilot episode, welcome back. Thanks so much for joining us again.
Which, first of all, you guys, I'm not even gonna lie, when we watched the pilot episode, you guys, why was I as stiff as a brick? Like, I don't know.
Listen. First of all, that actually leads into the fact that we got a lot of feedback on our pilot. Right. So, again, thank you guys so much for tuning in. We got a lot of positive feedback.
Surprise, you came back. No, I'm just kidding.
We got a lot of constructive criticism, but we're just here to remind you that it's only going to get better by each episode.
Yes, so listen, be patient with us. Okay? We're nervous sometimes, which I don't know why, especially me, because I be filming in all the stores. I film on TikTok, so I don't know what comes over me. Like, I don't know what happens, but I get nervous. Like, I don't know why, though.
Well, it's just something like new, right? Yeah, like, I guess. It's like all of the people that have constructive criticism, I'm like, I want to see you on this podcast.
Right. I'm like, don't talk to me unless you have a podcast,
please. Right. I'm like, dang, we're gonna grow. It's fine.
I know.
But okay. Yes, welcome back, episode 1.
I know. I'm excited to film this one because it's not just like boring. It's not introducing ourselves. Gosh, thank
now
gosh.
You know us a little bit.
Right. Least, thank right? gosh we don't have to do that, because you guys, that's like the first day of school when you have to introduce yourselves.
God. The icebreakers.
It's terrible.
When they make you stand up and like say a fact about yes. you. Like, I want to been alive myself. I have to catch myself there. I'm learning.
No, for real.
But yeah, yeah. Thanksgiving was just a few days ago.
Yeah,
right?
It was
How was
great.
Your Thanksgiving?
It was great. I love Thanksgiving. You know, honestly, the reason why I love it is the fact that we have so much food to eat afterwards.
Oh my God, the leftovers.
Yes.
That's so funny you say that, because I literally was going to ask you and all of you guys, because I need to know. I feel like this is a question mm-hmm. every single year that Thanksgiving comes around. Mm-hmm. How long are Thanksgiving leftovers valid for?
I need okay. to know. See, that depends. You know, it's so funny to that, because I actually had to Google. So I made honey butter cornbread, okay. right? Which I made that last year. Okay, it's good. But I was like, wait. I'm like, am I supposed to leave this out, or am I supposed to put it in the fridge? Because I forgot. But it says like if you put it in the fridge, it can last up to a week. But okay. then if you don't, it's like 3 days. And I think that varies depending on what it is, right? Like if it's meats and stuff.
Yeah.
But then like, you know, my question is, and I don't know if I just be overthinking, but like all of this stuff is out for hours on the table. Like how is it still okay?
See, but that's what I'm saying. Like, right? Like stuff has like shelf life, right? Yes. Like in the fridge, you can yes. Google and it'll be like, oh, up to a week. Yes. Just like make sure it's like stored tightly or something.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying how long do you eat them for?
Yeah. I would probably say like 3 or 4 days.
Really? I feel like that's giving a good amount of time.
Yeah, right? Yeah. 4 days max, but 3 days.
I feel like I'm usually 2 days, but for two different reasons. Number one is I'm just sketched out. Like,
yeah.
I'm just like, I don't know how long this shit is actually. I mean.
But it's better to be that way than to just eat the. Yeah.
Like, I'm hungry and I don't feel like cooking. I'm just going to eat this.
We swore up and down. I was like, I'm going to bring you a plate, which I still have. It's not gone. But
no, it's still good,
it'd
right?
have to be like today. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I need or you like, to drive home.
I know. Cut the gas. Like, hold on, be right back. No, I'm just kidding.
What else did you make?
So the baked mac and cheese, the candied yams, the honey butter cornbread.
Are you a marshmallow candied yams?
No, type? Well, see, no, I love it with marshmallows, okay. but the way I don't make it with marshmallows, but I do love it with marshmallows.
Do you put like any type of like sweet situation?
I put it's all like brown sugar, cinnamon, vanilla. Ooh, it's like a glaze. Okay. It's actually really good.
I like yeah. a good glaze.
I know, it's really good. And then stuffing too. So I made all side dishes. No, I'm not making no
the
raw
turkey. You know what's so funny? I literally told Josiah too. I'm like, the one thing I'll learn to make literally everything. I'm not making a damn
no,
turkey.
No, me neither.
I'm not.
Don't you have to like crush it and crush the rib?
I was telling him you have to empty it. Go between the skin.
No.
That's fine. Maybe I'll wait till we have, like, children or something.
Yeah, no.
I ain't doing
See, that. I learned. Once I had Adelaide, I learned to do all the sides.
Right.
But I will not be doing the turkey. There's levels to this. Right? I'll get a chicken. Roasted through a chicken.
Maybe that's once we hit, like, 30.
Right.
We'll, like,
40, maybe. I don't know. But I'm not making that yet.
Otherwise, Albertsons, right. who has a cooked one? I don't know.
No.
But that's good. Yeah. I didn't end up making as much as I thought I would this mm-hmm. year, because my mom ended up cooking a lot more than I thought she would. So I'm uh-huh. like, shout out, mom. But I did end up making fruit salad, and I did end you up did. Taking it to my grandma. Aww. I mean, my grandma.
Grandpa.
My grandpa. Aww. In honor of my grandma, since this is the first year that we don't have her during the holidays. So it was nice to see him and catch up with.
Was it good? Did it come out good?
It was good.
Did he love
yes.
it?
Yes. I think he did. it was really good to see yeah. him. You know, and my dad, and he actually, it was funny, my grandma was usually the one that does all the cooking. Mm-hmm. But like I said, obviously we don't have her around this year. Mm-hmm. So my dad ended up getting like a cooked like Thanksgiving dinner meal from Red Rock Casino. Okay. It's actually so good.
Really?
Okay, shout out Red Rock.
That's kind of cool that they do that.
I'm like, right? So if you need a full cooked turkey, go to Red Rock.
Go to Red Rock. Oh, that's cool. Yeah. That's really cool. That sounds nice. So did you end up going to your mom's or your aunt?
So I went to my grandpa's first, and then I went to my mom's, and then the next day is
when Gotcha.
So that's actually another thing that I was talking about with my aunt when we were at my grandpa's house is like, when you've seen the movie Four Christmases?
Oh, no, I don't think
no?
so.
Oh, no. My gosh, you have to watch it. But you know when you just have your significant other and you feel like you have to go from, like, this place to this place to this place? I'm like, how have you guys been doing this? I look at my parents and I'm like, what?
I know. Like, I was thinking, I'm like, when you guys eventually have kids, like, we'll have to create our own, like, traditions.
No,
like,
we're going to. Yeah. And people can come to us.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
I'm tired of it.
Yeah, me
I'm
too.
Tired of
me
it.
Too. Yeah.
Okay. So something I'm so excited to talk about with you guys is we got our first email.
I'm so excited.
So we got somebody that wrote into us for advice. So I'm just going to read you guys the email and we can kind of dive into it. Okay. Hey guys, first off, congratulations on the launch of your podcast. Thank you.
Thank you. I loved
your pilot episode, but I'm writing in today to get your guys' opinion on my current situation.
Okay.
A few months ago, I found out that my boyfriend cheated on me. It was a really devastating time for me, and I decided to take some time away from him to figure things out. During that time, I've done a lot of thinking, and we've had some deep conversations about what happened and why. He seems genuinely remorseful and has been doing everything he can to regain my trust. I've decided to give our relationship another chance and work on rebuilding the trust between us. However, my friends and even some of my family think I'm being naive and dumb for believing he can change. They don't support my decision, and it's making things even harder for me. What do you guys think? Is it possible for someone to truly change after cheating? And do you think our trust can be rebuilt? I would love to hear your guys' thoughts on this.
Okay.
Very juicy topic. I'm like, first of all, thank you so much for writing into us.
I know.
What
no,
do you think?
This is a really good topic, and I feel like this will be like the main topic of the podcast today. Let's start out by the question itself. Can trust be regained? Okay, so I can't just say yes or no if trust can be regained, because I feel like there's so many factors that kind of play into the situation, right? But one of the main things, I guess, when it comes to this topic is age, right? So like, depending on your age, if you're anywhere like under 18 or 19, then to me it's just like, you guys are babies, you guys are in high school, you guys like don't even know much about the world, then I feel like that's a completely different situation. Then I feel like, of course, trust can be regained in that type of situation,
right.
But I feel like once you're past a certain age, okay, like once I want to say like 20 or above, but which for men, I'm not giving an excuse to men at all, right? Because men do take a much longer time to mature, right?
Yes.
But I feel like 20 and above, if you can betray somebody that you love, or you love, right, or if you can betray somebody that you care about, then I don't feel like you truly care about them, because that I don't think that if you truly love and care about somebody, then you can backstab them or betray them at all. But again, like I said, it's situational. So I think that if at this grown age you're still like, one person isn't good enough for you, then I don't think anything will ever be good enough for you. And I think that somebody that's never satisfied is a very dangerous person, like no matter what age.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
So I guess that like my answer is based off age.
Right. Yeah, no, that makes sense. I think I totally agree in the aspect that it's definitely situational. Mm-hmm. I mean, every relationship is different. Every person is different. To keep it short and sweet, I think as far as trust being regained, can it? Yes, absolutely. I think it's up to that person. It's up to, you know, maybe who the cheater is in that situation, you know, if they're willing to put in the work, if they're willing to expect that they're going to have to provide that reassurance, I'm sure many times to that person, and just know that it's not going to be something easy. I think absolutely it can be regained. As far as it, will it ever be like the same as it once was though? I think that's a little touchy. I think, you know, when somebody gets cheated on, or when you are cheated on, that's something that's very traumatizing. It's a very traumatizing experience. I think it alters your brain like a lot. So I don't know that the trust would ever be the same, but I don't think it would be different enough to where you wouldn't be able to continue that relationship if that's what you both, you know, really wanted mm-hmm. to do.
Yeah, I think I agree with everything you said. I think that it depends too on like the victim in the situation, right? Like, yeah. do you think your mind is capable right. of forgetting that situation? Exactly. Right? Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's also like, you know, people say those sayings like, oh, I can forgive, but I won't forget and this stuff. Right. But in that situation, it's like, okay, if you want this to work out, right? Because like you said, anything is possible depending on the situation right. or depending on whatever the circumstance is.
Yeah.
But are you capable of letting certain stuff go? Do you know exactly. what I'm saying? Because also, like you said, it's up to like the cheater in the scenario, right? Like obviously you need to understand like it's going to take time and there's no time limit. Like you're going to have, it's all based on the victim, right? But also for the victim, you can't go years and years and years and being like, well, you do this and this. Exactly. You have to eventually
be able to like, let it go.
Or are you going to be able to trust him or not? Do you know what I'm saying?
Because you can't just, you know, have your good days and be like, oh, everything's fine and I trust you. But then, you know, your mind starts to wander off, or you have a bad day and all of a sudden, you know, you bring it back to that every single time. Because then it does become exhausting for somebody that was once a cheater, that is trying to rebuild themselves mm-hmm. to be able to move forward. You know, they're trying so hard to put this work in and become a better person, a different person. You're constantly bringing them back to the past of who they used to be. So it's really up to that person.
Right.
And I feel like in this specific situation, at least what she said in the email is mm-hmm. it sounds like, you know, they were able to take a good amount of time apart mm-hmm. and, you know, she had time to really think about it. He had time to really decide if that was even something that he was willing to do. I think that's also important. You know, if you're able to take time away from each other and that cheater in the scenario is still willing to want to fight for their relationship mm-hmm. after so much time has passed. I mean, I personally think that says something, you know, so tying into the fact that, you know, you have family members or you have friends that say you're naive or you're dumb. I feel like that's silly, you know, and I get it to an extent, right? Your family and your friends, they're going to be protective of you. They're going to want to, you know, do anything they can to tell you whatever they can to try to, stop you from getting hurt like that, in a sense, you know what I mean? But I think everybody is grown enough, take that with a grain of salt, grown enough to make their decision on whether or not they think that person is willing to or is worth trying for again, you know?
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I just like at certain ages, if you're still doing, like if you're still making these mistakes, if you're 25 and one person isn't good enough for you, or if you give in to temptation, what are you doing? Right. Honestly, what are you doing? Like,
because at that point it's like, just be single. I mean, right. What's wrong with
it's
that?
It's so easy to just be like, you know what? I'm unhappy. Or it's so easy to like, you have to, I mean, emotional maturity, I guess, is just hard. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it's hard for some people.
Yeah.
Maybe it's something that needs to be learned or something over time that you need to, what's the word?
Like just development.
Yeah, development. But it's just like, you need to recognize like, okay, like I don't want to be in a relationship. I don't want to be committed. You
and
know
nothing's
what I'm saying?
Wrong with that.
Yeah, but tell that person. Exactly. Don't sit there and drag that person. You know what I'm saying?
Make them feel like you are.
Yeah, you're causing so much trauma and hurt to that person when you can literally simply sit there and be like, you know what? I don't want to do this. It's not the right time. It's not, and you can do it nicely. You can do it in so many ways.
Yeah.
And that's saving that person so much rather than cheating and hurting them like so much more. Do you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And go ahead.
No, I was gonna say, and I think the other controversial topic from this email is, do you think once a cheater always a cheater? Do you believe in that?
See, I think it's age. I think that if it's like a situation to where you're so young, and I think there's so much growing a person can do when you're so young. Right. But I think that at a certain grown age, yes, I do believe once a cheater, always a cheater. If you're like 25 and above, because 25 I think is a really good age to sit there and be like, okay, like our brains are pretty much developed, right? We know a lot of stuff. We've gone through a lot of stuff in life. So if you're 25, then I believe, and you're cheating, then I do believe once a cheater, always a cheater. Because what are you doing? Like at that point, I just don't think. You either have like a ton of growing to do, you have a ton of emotional intelligence to learn. Yeah. I don't know what it is, but so that's what I'm saying. I can't just say yes and no because it all depends. For me, it's age.
Yeah.
Right. I guess it's not a ton of reasons. It's just age.
Yeah. I feel like when I hear once a cheater, always a cheater, I like think of two different aspects. I think, first of all, when somebody says once a cheater, always a cheater, I feel like it's yes and no, because mm-hmm. part of me is like, yes, because, like, for example, which hopefully I can say this on here, but if somebody is a murderer, right? Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden they decide one day to never murder somebody ever again, does that make them not a murderer? No, right? You're still a murderer.
Right.
I mean, you still cheated in whatever that given time that it was that you did it, you did. So I think in that context, once a cheater, always a cheater. But as far as saying, like, once you've done something, once you're a cheater, that means you're going to do it every single time that you're in a relationship, I do disagree with that. I feel like everybody is different, mm-hmm. you know, even though we don't understand certain people, and why they think the way that they do and why they do the things that they do. Unfortunately, we all just learn different things at different times, and it unfortunately takes people, you know, some like, yeah, longer yeah. than others. But yeah, I think it's unfair to group somebody into, you know, one thing, once they've made one mistake, that they're going to make that mistake every Again. Single time. I think as a cheater, not as me, but like, as somebody else that has done this in the past, I think you have to kind of, you know, if you're telling somebody that you've cheated or you're trying to rebuild a relationship with the person that you cheated on, you do have to kind of expect that person to kind of have those, like, what are those called, like, preconceived, like, notions about mm-hmm. you. They're going to be a little wary, a little eerie yeah. about, you know, what, you know, they're going to tread lightly with you because they know that that's something you've done before. And I think that's just something you kind of have to accept as somebody that has made that mistake. But I don't think that means that you're going to make that mistake forever just because you did it once.
Yeah. Right. That's like saying somebody can never change, which exactly. is not true. So I think someone's always capable of changing, right? For sure. Which, like, I guess that can be something like that one saying, like, once a mistake and twice is a habit. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I guess it's like, you can say kind of that, like, okay, once, you know, can be a mistake, but yeah. twice, okay, like, really, you know,
like,
what
now
I'm,
you're now pushing it.
Yeah, yeah, you know what I'm saying. Yeah. Twice, for me it's age. I think it's just I don't know. I think that men are as dumb as we think. There's so many excuses I feel like I hear women say, like, oh, men just don't understand, men are stupid. No, they know what they're doing.
Right. No, for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
People do, right? We yeah. all know what there's yeah. a certain age, like you said, once you do something, like, you know what you're doing. Yeah. You know, there you I feel, and that's the other thing, that's what's kind of tough about this, is I feel like you just have to have that good judgment, and not everybody does, and that's right. okay. And that's why I think it's unfortunate for our person that wrote mm-hmm. in, is because, you know, the people that you go to when you feel like you don't have that judgment, or maybe your judgment mm-hmm. is clouded at the time, is your family members and your friends. And, you know, that's my advice to the family and friends out there, maybe be a little bit more open-minded,
yeah, and understanding. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. you're not that person in that situation at the end of the day.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah. you can't just sit here and say this on the third if you've never been in that situation.
Exactly.
You know,
and I, you know, me as your friend, I would trust you to make the right decision. You right. know, if you feel like that's what the right decision was, then yeah, I'm not going to call you dumb for doing
right.
it.
And that also goes along with the fact, like, go with your gut too. Do you know what I'm saying? I feel like you always know. Like, if you feel like, if you're kind of uneasy, if you feel like, okay, maybe I shouldn't do this, then either take time or just walk away from the situation. Do you know for what I'm sure. saying? Like, if you feel that way, then maybe that's a sign as well.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm saying?
So I'm so sorry that happened to you, yeah. but we are, cheering you guys on.
Yeah.
We hope that you guys figure everything out and that you're happy.
Yeah. Okay, but staying on that topic really quickly before we change topics, mm-hmm. I want to know, like, what do you think of, right, which I don't know if this guy has done anything, I'm not accusing him, right?
Yeah.
But, like, during these breaks, and I'm not even talking about that one, but say you and your significant other break up, or you guys have an argument, and it's like a breakup to where, like, you guys aren't living together. It could be a day, it could be a week. What do you think of that person getting involved with another person in between that?
I'm like, before she even finishes her sentence, I'm already shaking my head no. I think if it takes a day, a week, mm-hmm. a month, 3 months, I really don't care. You know, it's for you to, first of all, for us to agree that we're taking a break, which mm-hmm. I don't even know that I believe in breaks, those in the first right. place, mm-hmm. but for that to happen and you use that time instead of, you know, actually trying to figure out what it is that you want out of this relationship, or what it is that you need from me, or what it is that you can do to develop our relationship, you use that time to go and mess around. Trash.
Yeah.
Trash.
Yeah. I just think that I agree. Right. Which, it, but it is so hard because like, I even got like my brother's perspective in this type of situation. And like, I don't know what it is, but I do know like men, they don't go based off emotion. Men are just wired to just have no emotion in terms of that interaction in terms of getting physical with somebody, right?
I agree.
Which it should, but which I get that, right? But I know men say that all the time, right? They're like, oh, I have no emotion. And I believe that, right? Because my brother sat there and told me like men have no emotion. Like I'm not gonna say your name, brother, but he's like he's like, I'm sleeping with five women and I just don't, I could care less about any of them, right?
Yeah.
But I just think that if you're on a break with somebody that you truly love and care about, that should never even cross your mind. I just don't think that, I don't know, that, and that's just my opinion.
It's
but,
just not an excuse, right? Yeah. It's like, I understand that men aren't as emotional when it comes to that. But like I said, if that's what you're thinking about when we're on a supposed break, that's fine that you did it with no emotion or strings attached, but don't think that you're going to come back to me.
Yeah.
Because you're
right,
not.
Right. And the woman in the situation too, I just honestly have nothing to say, because if you're like a woman that knows his situation or the man's situation, right, it's totally different if it's like a random woman and she has no idea who you are or about your situation. But if it's a woman that like knows your relationship or knows who you've been with or knows, right, and you're just like, yeah, he comes to me, do you think you're special? Like, I'm not understanding. Like, why are you proud of that? Right?
Like,
that's even worse, because you're just okay with being used, I guess. And I'm not sorry to say that, but that's what you're like saying for yourself, that you're just fine with being used and then thrown out, and that's it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's just something that I think is, in my opinion, a no-brainer. I think I don't have any patience, any remorse, any anything for a situation like that, because like I said, you know, at that point, why not just break up? Why is this a break? Just break up.
Right At that point, it just seems as if, because like you said, in that break you could be working on yourself, you could be like focusing on some,
which is usually what they say as to the reason why we're taking the break in the first place.
It's just like, for men, honestly for men I'm tired of the excuse of, oh, I'm single, I can do what I want. No, but if you're on a break, right, then you should be able to have that what is it called, hold on. No, it's not. It's the opposite of temptation. Like, you should be able to control, right? If you can't, for men, if you can't control yourself on a break or trying to, when you're trying to fix yourself, then I just think that that.
Then you were never mature enough for the relationship in the first place. Yeah. And that's fine, but just say that next
time. Then you shouldn't be in a relationship at all, right? Then clearly, then you don't want to be committed, right? Because if you're out having fun when you should be working on the relationship, then you there's something wrong with you.
Right. There's something not clicking. And that's the thing too, you know, through everything that we've talked about, like as far as relationships go, I don't understand why people feel the need. Well, I guess I do, because society is just like set the standards to be that way. But like, in reality, if you're not ready for a relationship, I don't care how old you are. If you know you are not ready for a relationship, why the hell are you in one?
Yes.
You know,
that actually brings up a good topic that I just saw someone post about on social media. And it was a tweet. I don't know who it was from, but basically it was a tweet that people were reposting and asking their followers, like a questionnaire, right? And it was, why are men these days like straying away from relationships and marriage and like in these days? And you know, I think that's actually a good question, because I do see like a lot of men, right, that, and men are so quick to be like, oh, focus on money, focus on getting that bag and this and third. Okay, but
they do say that though. That's right.
No, they do. No, men are like, oh, focus on money, not love. Okay, but a life without love is not life at all. Like, and what, like, you're fine with being alone for the rest of your life?
See, and that, but that's where, honestly, in my opinion, it's like, some people are. And it's crazy. It's crazy to me, right? In my opinion, because I'm not like that. No. I'm not wired to think that way. But some people are, and that's where we just have to let them. We can't continue to shame these people for being that way, because those are the same people that end up feeling ashamed for it. They get in a relationship and then they go and cheat and do all this crazy thing. And they're in the relationship because they felt like they had to. You know what
I'm
saying?
That's like the let them theory. Like, you just have to let them be who they are. But as humans, like generally, you guys, humans are not meant to be alone, right? Like, if you ever feel sad or get lonely, it's because humans aren't wired to be alone. Yeah. We're meant to find our person, our soulmate. We all have multiple soulmates. We're meant to find our soulmates and create a life with them. We're meant to procreate. I think that's the term. That's what humans are meant for.
Yeah.
So to say, I don't need to be with anyone, I'm worried about money, that's so sad to me, because a life without love is just so lifeless. That's not living. And I think it's sad that there's so many men in this generation that just don't care about that anymore.
Mm-hmm. And just people, right?
Yeah, I mean, people. Yeah. And it's so sad, because when you find your person and when you click with that person, it's so fun and it's so happy, and it can be so fun experiencing new things with them and just having that person that will always have your back. But people, I guess, I don't know if it's just heartlessness or how they were raised, they just don't really care.
It's just, I feel like it's just the way that society is nowadays. It's just like, I don't, literally in every aspect, even outside of relationships, people just don't give a damn anymore. Yeah.
That's so sad to me. That's so sad. That is. Like, no, as humans, we're meant to find the love of our lives. So don't ever, you know what I'm saying? Don't feel like you should just, don't be proud of saying like, oh, I'm going to be alone, da 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 da. I mean, if that's you, that's you. But you should find your soulmate, because
we hope you do at
least. Yeah. Okay, but yeah, so that wraps up the topic of, I guess, trust.
Our controversial topic of the day.
But again, if you guys have anything to write in, if you guys need advice, if you guys just want to talk about, if you guys want us to talk about something that's on your mind, we can always do that. So don't forget the link in the bio and our email's in there. So just send us an email.
Yes, thank you so much for writing in. Next on the podcast today, I'm so excited to introduce this segment, because this was suggested by one of our dear friends, Avery.
We love you.
Shout out, Avery. Thank you so much, Avery, for giving us this idea. On our pilot episode, Avery left us a comment and she said that we should do two truths and a lie with each other. So today we're going to do two truths and a lie on each other, but then we also have a round for you guys where we want you guys to guess what our lie is.
Yes, which, pause, you guys, I don't know. Like, I honestly think she's going to know. But just trying to think of my lie, I'm like, she knows everything about me. Like,
I have the same struggle. I'm like, what wouldn't she
which
know?
I don't know. I honestly don't know if I don't know. I may fail. Okay, but I just like, I'm like, I'm sitting here, I thought about this for two days. I'm like, there's no way that I
know.
Can think
I'm like,
lie.
I feel the same way about mine though. I'm like, God, I hope she doesn't know it. So
see, but that's not fair. My memory is so terrible.
Oh yeah, that's true. She might not know it just because.
Are you gonna
she
go
forgot.
First?
You want me to?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So starting with the round between just us two.
Okay.
So I'm like already laughing saying this. Okay. My first one is, I used to play the clarinet.
Okay.
I have 6 siblings and my biggest fear is sharks.
Okay, what do I think is a lie?
Yeah.
I don't think your biggest fear is sharks.
What do you think it is?
I think it's like spiders.
I hate that you knew that. I thought that was gonna throw you off, because like, I don't know, I'm afraid of sharks. That's my second biggest fear, but my biggest fear is bugs. Which, now that I think about it, I'm like, you should have I should have known that she would have known that, because we literally used to live like down the street from I think we lived down the street from each other
the whole
life.
Yes.
But we used to live down the street from each other at a different location, and one time there was a bug, and there were a lot of pictures and videos sent to her, so I guess I should have known she was going to guess.
Wow, I'm so proud of myself. No,
you guessed that quick too. Wait, first of all, I need to unpack the other two. So you knew I used to play the damn clarinet.
See, I wanted to be like, that's a lie, but then I'm like, no, that there's like, I just, no.
No, how do you know? I do not look like a damn
clarinet. It may be like stored in the subconscious, but it's back there.
Bro, when I thought about that earlier, I'm like, ew, that's so embarrassing to admit. I used to play the damn clarinet. First of all, in band, they made you pick an instrument. Okay, it was either band or orchestra.
First of all, bands are, I was never in band.
So you were in orchestra?
No.
Oh, no, I think it was choir. Were you in choir?
No,
bro, it was either band, orchestra, or choir. You had to
what
pick
grade
one.
Was that?
So in middle school.
It had to have been 6th, because I wasn't in public school in 6th yet.
Oh,
I was in public school in 7th.
What would you pick then?
I didn't have to pick choir.
I doubt web. They literally made you pick.
I didn't have to pick no band,
yes,
orchestra,
you did.
Or choir.
She doesn't remember.
No,
she doesn't remember,
bro.
She was playing the cello and she doesn't want to admit it. She okay,
bro,
cello.
Lies. No. Imagine.
Okay, go.
My turn? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, ready? I've dyed my hair red before. I've been to Buenos Aires and I've broken one of my toes.
Wait, you've been to where?
Buenos Aires.
Where the hell is that?
You don't know where that's at?
No.
Oh, that's bad. I don't know where it's at either.
No, I think it's in Chile.
Wait, what?
It's in Argentina. Bro, all I know is you said, like, I've never been to Bruno Mars or something, and I was like, what?
Guys, I'm crying. This is why I can't laugh. My makeup's gonna melt off. No,
you
off.
Know what I'm crying about is how I was like, you never been to what? She's like, you don't know what that is.
I tried to play it off so bad.
You did. I almost believed you.
You did?
Almost.
If I knew where it was, would you have thought that I went?
Well, let me hear. What are the
other No. two? I've dyed my hair red before.
Yeah, okay.
You knew that?
I knew that.
When?
Did I dye? You were younger. I didn't know you at the time. I'm like, isn't your hair originally kind of red?
It actually is in the front, but I've actually dyed it with Kool-Aid red.
What?
Yes!
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
At what age?
I think I was like 12.
Oh,
and it was like a theme that you could dye your hair with Kool-Aid.
I feel like I remember
that. Yeah, and my friend chose blue, and I chose red. Dude, the red stayed in my hair for so long.
Really?
Yeah, like so long. So
life
long
hack.
Right? So long to the fact where I went professionally, and I got it because I loved the red.
Really?
Yeah, it was crazy. And then the other one was I broke one of my toes.
I don't think I knew that.
You didn't know that?
No.
Dude, I should have. I don't know why I didn't know.
No, okay, my question is, why didn't you just pick like
a country? Because I had to make it seem believable, and then my ass forgot. I thought it was in. No, I said Chile, but it's in Argentina. Wait, hold on.
Even if you were like, I've been to Chile before, I would have been like, ooh, damn, she might have been there.
I know.
I don't know what Buenos Dias is.
Buenos Aires. Bro, I don't know why, like, my mind couldn't think of where it's at. First. Like, yeah, I promise I know where it's at. I just forgot. Dang, I should have freaking, I did not think she's going to be like, where? Bro, I should have fucking.
You don't know where that is? Yeah,
that is what
I
took
like,
me
shit,
out.
Bro, that is funny.
Oh, okay.
No, that is hilarious. Okay, wait, maybe you should say, while we're on you, maybe you should say your one for the
Okay, so
audience.
For you guys to guess. Here we go. I have broken my arm 3 times. I was an extra in a movie. I've met Drake from Drake and Josh.
That's a good one. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if I know that.
You don't?
Wait. Oh, wait. Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I do. Okay, yeah. No, those were good ones. Mine for you guys to guess down in the comments are I've met Zendaya. I'm allergic to blueberries, and I have been on TV before.
Which those are good.
I think
that.
You know, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you guys leave your guesses down on what you think our lie is down in the comments.
Yeah.
And shout out to Avery. Shout out to Avery for giving us this idea.
Bro, that was so funny.
All right. Next, I wanted to talk to you about something that I literally am seeing on Instagram, TikTok, Google.
Okay.
The whole world is talking about right now is, have you seen the movie Wicked?
No.
Oh my goodness.
I know.
You need to get in the movie theaters
and
see it.
I almost was like, because I knew, I think I knew that you saw it, and I was going to be like, you know what, I just need to take her again, because I don't think I have anyone that either hasn't seen it or wants to see it.
Yeah.
And I'm
it's
like,
so
I need to
good.
Go watch this.
Oh, it was so good, which I wasn't expecting anything less. You can see the production and
yes.
know that it was going to be good. Something crazy about Wicked, though. Wicked actually opened with $114 million in its opening weekend at the domestic box office, making it the biggest opening for a Broadway adaptation in history.
Oh my
god. So if you don't believe me that it was good,
no.
Then the numbers do not lie.
I want to see it so bad.
So good. Did you watch any of the play prior to the actual movie coming out?
I always knew what it was. I always knew because my mom wanted to see the actual Broadway show. Like, always, she always talked about it. But, so I know, like, the concept. But, no, I need to see the movie. I haven't even seen, like, the trailer for the movie. Which
really?
I don't even think I want to watch the trailer.
Yeah,
I think
we might
just
as well
gonna,
not.
Yeah.
I had no idea what Wicked was.
Really?
Not at all.
Really?
Like, I knew because of my sister. She, mm-hmm. you know, is she does shows of her own, or she's in her high school theater, and so she's really into Broadway and stuff like that. So she told me, like, yeah, like it's an actual show, and I was like, what? I had no idea. But I'm such a big fan of Wizard of Oz, or The Wizard of Oz. Yeah, yeah, Wizard of Oz. Like, I love that movie. Yeah. So and it's crazy too, which obviously didn't happen, but I've always said since I was younger, I'm like, with the technology we have nowadays, if they did a remake to The Wizard of Oz, that would be the coolest thing ever. And Wicked just, like,
it's so good,
blew it out of the water.
Yeah, like, I need to go see it. I need to see it.
So we know what we're doing. Yeah. Upcoming, because it so good.
I need to see it.
Another thing I wanted to talk to you about, because I know we've talked about this kind of personally, but we've never mentioned this on the podcast, is there has been an update on the Menendez brothers case.
Yeah. See, I need to know the update, because I haven't seen it. And I don't know why.
So first of all, let's just put it out there. We're team Menendez those brothers need to be free.
No, I think so too.
Yeah. The Menendez brothers. So it was recently announced that they were approved, which, first of all, I don't know if I'm going to say all of the lingo correctly. Okay. So take this again with a grain of salt, but, they were approved to have another court hearing to see if they were eligible for parole. Okay. Is where, like, it kind of lasted or left off.
Okay.
So the last that we heard from the Menendez brothers case was that they were approved to be seen, I think, by the judge, or get another hearing to see if they're eligible for parole. Now their parole hearing has been moved to next year, so they are going to be I actually don't know when specifically next year, but they're going to be stuck in prison for a little while longer till they get to even see if getting parole is even an option. So
so they don't even know if it's an option.
No.
So next year is when they find out if what
it was supposed to take place, I believe, in December, to have the hearing to see if they're eligible for parole, but a judge delayed it. The judge delayed it. Why? Until next year. I don't know.
Oh, I don't like that.
I don't like it.
Like,
either.
I wonder if it was up to the judge, then I don't like that. Because I know. Did you do that, like, on purpose to keep them in longer?
It is wild to see the amount of people that think they should stay in prison.
Yeah. No, I just talked about that with my dad's wife, actually, is when I brought it up to her, she was like, I don't know. Like, I don't know if I can just believe them. But I'm like, I don't know. How can you not? I just don't understand that. Like, with all the stories and I don't know. I just...
And evidence out there. And it's like, for me too, which I wholeheartedly believe that they deserve to be freed, but even if for whatever reason they didn't, they've already done 30 years in prison.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right, like, they've done their time. It's not like we're like... letting people, but I guess the whole thing is people are upset that, you know, they were sentenced life in prison, and that because of society we are now, or they're now second guessing, I guess, whether or not they should actually be given life. So people feel like, if why aren't we doing that for everybody that has been sentenced life?
Well, because I feel like this was a case that happened a long time ago, right? So, like, well, one, I don't even like how it was handled, right? With that one, I don't even know the lady's name, nor do I care to know the lady's name. But she spoke out on, I think, the real documentary, because there was the Monsters or whatever. And then there was the real documentary, and that's one I still haven't watched.
Yeah.
But she spoke out on that, and I think, I don't know, don't quote me, but what she said in that documentary, but she was like, she said something, like, super negative, right? Like, she was like, oh, they did it, and I don't know, like, something, right? And that's all I remember in the commercial, and that just... irked my soul, because you can't actually say, like, that's your opinion, right? So, like, and I know, like, this is our opinion, but I just don't think, like, there's so much, like, the letter from the cousin or whatever, to the cousin, whoever it was, there's just so much that I believe from them. So I just don't see how, I don't know, I don't like that people are just so against them.
I know. It's almost like people are just like, I don't know,
against them, to be against them.
Yeah.
Ooh, being closed-minded is so terrible.
Ignorance.
Yes, right? Ignorance.
Ignorance is really
crazy. I think being closed-minded, that's a good topic for, like, a future episode, but people that are closed-minded are so hard to deal with. It's like almost like I don't want to deal with you.
No, seriously.
I don't want to
be around you. I can't deal with a closed-minded person.
I can't either.
Because there's literally no changing their mind.
Yes. I don't care who you are. Like, I do not want to talk to you if you just are so stuck in your ways.
Right.
No.
And you know what's interesting to me about people like that? Like, it's almost like they've been closed-minded for so long that mm-hmm. now at this point they feel like even if they wanted to, they can't change their yes. opinion because they're like, oh, like I've been on this side for so yes. long. I'm like, if I feel very strongly and passionately about something, but then I get new facts, new data, new details about something that makes me sway over to the mm-hmm. other side, I don't care.
Right.
I'm swaying over to the right. other side.
Like, that just goes into the topic of people are just so worried about, like, what others think. And, yes. like, oh, my gosh, who cares? Like, change your mind if you want to change your mind. If something, like, new comes out, if, like, new whatever it's called, knowledge comes out, yeah. then change your mind. Right. Like, oh, my, I just cannot stand closed-minded people. Like, I just really like can't. Like,
growth.
Right. Like a rainbow. Right. Like, no, I just can't stand close-minded people or like negative. Oh my gosh. That's yes. a whole different topic.
No, though. Seriously. The last thing I want to talk about mm-hmm. today is one of our favorite artists dropped some big news on social media. I don't know if you've seen it. Mm-hmm. Khalid.
No.
We love Khalid. We went to a concert together back in
2019.
So much fun. Yeah. He was definitely an era.
I love his music. All of his music. It's such a vibe.
Yeah. yeah. He's such like a positive, happy yeah. vibe, which is why like this tea is a little crazy. Khalid addresses his sexuality on social media, but okay. it was after recently being outed.
Oh.
So it looks like what happened was an ex of his came on social media, I believe it was on X, and he tweeted, I was dating this dumb singer, he's ugly as, but he tried to set me up and lie and say that I broke into his house because I broke up with him. Like, why would I go into your house and do all that if I broke up with you, dumbass? Like, he just went on this whole rant basically saying, you know, there's an R&B singer, your guys' favorite R&B singer. You guys don't even know that, you know, he's gay and all of it. He posted a picture of them together to out the fact that it was Khalid. Wow. And he said that he lied and said that I broke into his house because I didn't want him. So, long story short, he was basically trying to make Khalid's sexuality a negative thing.
Right.
And try to put him in this negative light.
Which I hate people like that.
So disgusting.
You should never come to social media and say all of this stuff that should have stayed between you.
No
matter what the situation is. Like, if you do that, like, how low of you? I don't understand people.
I was reading the comments on this, and something that stuck out to me was a lot of people were saying, never date someone that doesn't have anything to lose. Because yes. whenever something goes wrong,
my gosh.
They are going to be the first person to get on social media or even just to your loved ones and yeah. Air out all your business.
Bro, people that even have stuff to lose, I don't know what's wrong with people not caring, but that is so
right?
sad.
No, seriously.
Like, that was his business to tell. And
right.
Like, I feel so bad for him that, like.
Me too.
You know what I'm saying?
You could just, obviously, we don't know him personally, but you right. can tell he's just such a kind-hearted person.
Yeah,
like,
and he's so successful. Like, that's how you know, like, these people like that are just such haters and just so envious. Like, yes. okay, so he's so successful and you want to do anything to ruin his success.
The
that's
shine.
Sad.
Yes.
Right?
Disgusting.
I just don't get people who prey on people's downfalls are disgusting.
Yes, agreed. Yeah. But of course Khalid answered in his positive way that aww. We would definitely expect from Khalid. Mm-hmm. He tweeted, I got outed and the world still continues to tune in. Let's get this straight. In parentheses, LMAO, no pun intended. I am not ashamed of my sexuality. In reality, it's not, it ain't nobody's business, but I'm okay with me. Love y'all. Because there was another person that after the outage happened, they said, hope Mr. Khalid isn't gay, and he quoted it and said, I am, and that's okay.
Right.
So I'm like, good for you,
right,
Khalid.
Exactly.
You know, keep shining.
Like, what? Oh my gosh, people really need to look at themselves before they say anything about truly. Others. Like, really, are you good?
Which is hilarious to me, right? Because I'm like, you did that hoping that he would get negative attention for whatever reason.
Yeah.
I don't even know why that would be seen as a
negative
thing.
Right.
But now how do you look?
Right. You look like a terrible person.
Right.
Miserable people always have the most to say, right? Yep. Misery loves company.
Yeah.
And I think we can all agree on that. So, and the world is full of miserable people. So you just need to keep your positive vibe because mm-hmm. it's just, there's always going to be miserable people like that.
Don't let them tear you down, guys.
No.
Don't let them tear you down.
That's just disgusting. I don't like
that. We're going to keep bumping Khalid over here.
No right?
matter what his sexuality
is. Okay, well, that was a pretty good episode one. I'm actually so excited that I'm not going to lie, you guys. We filmed episode one, and after seeing the pilot, we were like, okay.
Try that again.
No, yeah, but I'm so glad we re-filmed this. I hear a producer over there laughing.
Producer, always laugh. Okay, if you guys think you laugh at us and we're doing something wrong, the producer laughs first. So our feelings are strong already.
Okay, but no, we had a good episode one. I feel like it just was so much better. And we were just, you know, we talked so much better. Again, this is all like a learning and adaptation process, right? Sure. Just to getting used to it. But we hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I know we did, like filming it. You know what I'm saying?
So much fun.
Yeah. So again, like, comment, and subscribe, and stay updated on our socials, and tune into episode 2. Yes. And again, we drop this every Wednesday. So Wednesdays, I don't know. We don't have a set time.
No. But Wednesdays, just look out for it. And if you guys have anything, any comments, suggestions, questions, whatever the case may be, feel free to leave it down in the comments below or send us an email.
Yeah. So thanks for watching again, and we'll see you guys in the next episode.
Bye.
Bye.